Okay, now we continue with Maseches Beitzah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, approximately 15 lines from the top of the page. Tanya, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Amru lehem beis Hillel lebeis Shammai, Uma b'makom she'asur lehedyot mutar legavoha, makom she'mutar lehedyot eino din she'mutar legavoha. What's going on over here? According to the Braisa over here, Beis Hillel are trying to argue their case before Beis Shammai, that we can learn based on a kavachoma that an olas re'iya can be brought on yomtiv, and they say ma b'makom she'asur putzar chedyot, which means that what we find that something is usur, it is usur to do something putzar chedyot. What is being referred to over here? So Rashi says this is a reference to Shabbos she'asur lasos lahedyot klum. You're not permitted to do anything as far as preparation of food is concerned, that involves malacha on Shabbos, and yet mutar legavoha, but yet on Shabbos it's mutar to go and bring karbanos, such as tmidin umusafin. So then when it comes to Yom Tif, which is a makom shemutar lehedyot, literally it's a place, but really it's a time. Yom Tif tichsiv, it says, hulavado yeyaseh lechem, kol tzad tzarchi achila, that you're permitted to go ahead and do any malacha, or many malachos that would otherwise be prohibited if it's mishum ochal nefesh. Kavachomer should be mutter to go ahead and bring karbanos. So Beis Hillel used this as a tanya against Beis Shammai, that you see based on this kavachomer that it should be mutter to go ahead and bring an olas riya on Yom Tov. So Amru lahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai say back in response to Beis Hillel, no, nedarim unedavos yochichu shemutter lehedyot v'asur legavoha. You see that that's not true, because we have another example, Nedarim Nedavos, right? Personal, optional kabanos that a person brings, it's mutter to bring them on Yom Tif. Why? Because there's an element of ochel nefesh involved. That's what it means, lehedyot, for the individual who's going to bring, let's say, a carbon shlamim, and he's going to partake of that, so he will get personal benefit. But yet, asa legavo, his person is not permitted to go ahead and bring an ola, which is completely consumed, so Beis Shammai say you can't go ahead and just make a kavachomer that say that anything, the fact that ochel nefesh is permissible on Yom Tov, so kavachomer you should be able to bring a karbon. That's not true, because we already find there are certain karbonos that you can't bring on Yom Tov. So I'm lehem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel say no. Ma'al nedarim nedavos she'ein kavu lahem zman. You can't use nedarim as nedavos as a pircha, as a question on this kavachomer. Why? Because they do not have a set time. What does it mean that they don't have a set time? Because the Dharma Nadavos can be brought anytime. It happens to be very often people would bring them around Yom Tov when they're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Dharma Nadavos do not have a set time. It doesn't have to be Dafka on Yom Tov. Toma, but can you compare this to Olas Ri'iya Shakavu Alozman? Olas Ri'iya obviously has a special designated time that it's supposed to be brought on Yom Tov. So, according to Beis Hillel, it can be brought Mamash on Yom Tov, not only on the days that follow, not on Chol HaMoed, but Mamash on Yom Tov itself. So, Beis Hillel say, you can't go ahead and tell me that you're going to bring a kasha from the Dharma Nedavos. After all, Dharma Nedavos ain't lehem Zman Kavua. However, when it comes to Olas Ria, it does have a Zman Kavua. So, Beis Shammai then come back, and they now try to reject Beis Hillel's Taina. Amru lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say back to Beis Hillel, Avzu, even when it comes to an Olas Ria, Ein Kavu Lozman. It doesn't really have a set time. Why? Detnan, well, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga which says regarding the Shammai Chagiga, Misha lo chag b'yom tov rishon, shachag, chogeg v'holech kol harega kulo. Misha lo chag literally meant ones who did not celebrate. But it means over here, one who did not bring Ishame Chagiga, he did not bring the Korban Chagiga on Yom Tov Rishon, on the first day of Yom Tov, so he can continue to do so on all the days of the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Achron Shachag, and even on Yom Tov Achron Shachag, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, if a person did not, for whatever reason, did not bring it earlier.
Could this be referring to the Olas Ria also, this Mishnah?
I think Beis Shammai is trying to prove their point after by Olas Ria, right? So even though this Mishnah is talking about Shammai Chagiga,
it could be by both. That's what I'm asking.
Right, so Beis Shammai, you're saying that, right. I guess they're saying that the Shammai Chagiga and Olas Ria are both, in other words, the Zman for one is the same Zman as the other, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the point. Okay. Even though this Mishnah over here is technically talking about Shammai Chagiga, that we see that Olas Re'iyah doesn't really have a Zman Kavua, because whenever you could bring a Chagiga, you could bring an Olas Re'iyah. I think so. So the fact that this Mishnah tells us that you can bring the Shamei Chagiga throughout the entire Yom Tif shows that it doesn't have Zman Kavua, so too when it comes to the Olas Re'iyah. So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel said, no, Avzu Kavua L'Zman. That's not true. When it comes to the Olas Re'iyah, it does have a Zman Kavua. The Tanan, because it says in the Mishnah, Avar HaRegel V'lo Chag, right, this is the same Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to say, let's say the entire Yom Tif passes, and a person has not yet brought the Kabbanis for the Yom Tif, Einu Chayiv Bachrei Yuso. He is not required to go ahead afterwards and to bring him. And he has no achrayas, he has no responsibility to go ahead and bring it after the regel, which means there's no tashlumin, there's no way for him to make up for having failed to bring it in the proper time. So what do you see? You see that in Olas Re'iyah and Shamei Chagiga, these kabbanos actually do have a Zman Kavua, right? So Bishamai wanted to say, you can't use your svara, your kavachomer doesn't work after all, nadarim and nadavos. So we still say, how can you bring a rife in the Dar and the Davos? They don't have Zman Kavua. So Beis Shammai said, what do you mean there's Zman Kavua? Same thing when it comes to the Olas Re'iyah. So Beis Hillel said, it's not true. When it comes to the Karbanos of Yom Tif, so in fact they do have a Zman Kavua. So
it may not be one day, but it's very restricted though, the time.
Right. So it's not, right. It doesn't have a Zman Kavua in the sense that it has to be brought on this day only. But there is a beginning and there is an end, as opposed to the Dar Davos, which really you're not restricted at all in that respect. Okay, so essentially, if you're keeping score right now, Beis Shammai have essentially been eliminated from this discussion. The Kal Vachomer seems to stand. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai return and they try to argue against Beis Hillel from a different source, namely a pasuk. Amar lahem Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai say v'aluk kvar nemar. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says lachem v'lo l'gavoa. Right? The pasuk says ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh hu levado yeyaseh lachem. The pasuk which serves as a source for the heter to go ahead and do melacha nyantiv l'tzarech ochel nefesh. So the Torah says you can do melacha what lachem for yourself. And there's a drasha Chazal darshan the pasuk lachem v'lo l'gavoa. So you see that what? Just the fact that you're permitted to go ahead and do malacha for your own personal ochel nefesh does not mean that it's going to work for kabanos. So Amar lahem Beis Hillel say no. V'alo kvar nemar. After all, the pasuk says Lashem. The pasuk says v'chagosem oso chag Lashem. And from this pasuk we learn that you're permitted to bring the Shamei Chagiga and Yom Tif, as we had seen earlier. And so therefore the drash over here is Lashem, kol de Lashem. Anything which is brought, any hakrava which is brought as a karban, so that is all considered, that is all mutter. So even though you have a pasuk, lochem, lo l'gavoa, you have another pasuk that says, kol de Lashem. So then if so, imkein matam and lomer lochem, so then why does the Torah say lochem? We have essentially two competing psukim over here. One pasuk is telling you, ochel nefesh is only mutter lochem. I have another pasuk that seems to suggest that it includes karbanos as well, even something which is completely consumed agavi mizbeach. So what then do we do with the pasuk lachem? So Beis Hillel say lachem v'lo lakusim, lachem v'lo laklavim. That it's true that you're permitted to go ahead and do malacha and yom tov l'tzarech ochel nefesh, and it's also true that you can go ahead and you could do malacha which involves the bringing of a karban. However, you may not do malacha that involves ochel nefesh for non-Jews, nor for animals. And these, by the way, are very halacha l'maisa situations that sometimes come up. There are times where people actually do have guests at the table that are not Jewish, and there are times that people have animals at the table. And, you know, one has to be mindful of the fact that you have issues on Yom Tov, actually, strangely enough, which don't necessarily present on Shabbos. Leaving aside the general question of, you know, inviting non-Jews to the Shabbos table, to the Yom Tov table, when it's appropriate, when it's not, but you have a very serious potential problem over here of cooking or doing a malacha on behalf of a guy on Yom Tov. So this is something that one needs to be very mindful of. There are some poskim that just suggest it's probably best just not to have non-Jews at all at a Yom Tov table for this reason, because of the likelihood that there will be some desecration of Yom Tov. Okay, but either way, Beis Hillel basically say that we have over here what to do with Lachem. Lachem teaches Lachem lo lekusim, Lachem lo lekalavim, and in the end we say that you can do melachos not only for yourself, shemochan nefesh, but you can do it what for karbanos as well. Now the Braisa continues, and it brings the words of Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul come and also try to present a very similar kavachomer. Right, previously we'd seen the kavachomer that was presented in the beginning of tonight's learning. Right, so that was the kavachomer. So Abba Shaul presents something right now which sounds very similar. Abba Shaul say b'lashon acheres. They say in a different lashon, the same idea, but a different expression. So kira over here, what does kira mean? Kira means a special oven that was used in the days of the Gemara, right? We speak about a kira, a tanur, different types of ancient ovens and stoves that were used for cooking. So he says, b'makom shekiras chastuma, in the place, or more specifically, on the day that your kira is sealed, is closed. What's the day that a person closes their oven? On Shabbos. But yet, kiras rabcha psucha, the oven, so to speak, of your adon, of your master, is open, meaning the mizbeach. Even though a person closes the oven in their kitchen on Shabbos, the oven, so to speak, the mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash is open for business on Shabbos, and tamidin and misafin are brought on Shabbos. So then, b'makom shekiras chapsucha, so then in a day that your kira is open for business, namely Yom Tov, ein odin, kavachomer chibi shekiras rab chapsucha. V'chein b'din, he goes on to say, and furthermore, it really should be this way. Why? Shelo yehei shulchan chamalei v'shulchan rabcha reikon. Because how would it look if you have a nice lavish feast on Yom Tov and you're enjoying, and the shulchan of your rav, right, the mizbeach, is reikon, is empty. So this is the kavachomer that Abba Shaul says. Now, when you think about it, it's actually very, very similar in terms of the certainly the application, but the concept behind it is very similar. Previously, he said on a day that ochal nefesh is mutter, on a day that ochal nefesh is usher, on days of Shabbos, but yet you're permitted to bring karbanos. So certainly on a day that what? On a day that ochal nefesh is mutter, kavachomer should be able to bring karbanos. So it sounds very similar. So the Gemara therefore says, "By my kamiflugi, what then is machlokesh between the Tanakam and Abba Shaul?" Tanakam and Abba Shaul over here presenting two different formulations of essentially the very same idea. So there must be some machlokesh over here between them. Otherwise, why would Abba Shaul just, you know, be giving, you know, a different way of saying the same thing? So it says the Gemara, "Marsav and Adar Nedav is kraven v'yamtiv." Machlokas between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim and the Tanakam is very important. Abba Shaul holds Nedarim Nedavos Kreiv Miyamtiv. You could bring what? Even Nedarim Nedavos Miyamtiv, according to Beis Hillel. And so therefore, the Brice, according to Beis Abba Shaul, the conversation sort of ends there, and it doesn't come back with Beis Shammai saying to Beis Hillel, Nedarim Nedavos. Why? Because that wouldn't be an argument. Because according to Abba Shaul, Beis Hillel will actually say, you can bring Nedarim Nedavos on Yom Tov. Umar Sava, however, the previous version of this argument in the Braisa was followed by a whole back and forth. Because Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, how could you say this after all Nedarim Nedavos Yochichu? And then, right, Beis Hillel had to defend themselves. No, it's not true because it's in Lamzman Kavua. But according to the Tanakama, that the only reason they could ask such a question, because according to Beis Hillel, you in fact cannot bring Nedarim Nedavos and Yom Tov. So there's a very important machlokas over here between Abba Shaul and the Tanakama as to whether or not, according to Beis Hillel, one may bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. So while it may seem as if it's just a different way of saying the same thing, it's actually very different. And of course, again, this is reflected perhaps even more clearly in the discussion that follows. You know, the fact that the opening of the Brais over here is a whole back and forth between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, until finally Beis Hillel has the last voice, was over here. Beis Hillel also gets the last word over here, but it just ends after the first argument, and that's it. Beis Shammai don't respond. Okay? Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Divrei Omer Nedarim Nedavos, Ein Krev Miyamtif, Lo Tema Midaraisa Mechse Chazi, Rabbanon Nedagazibo. According to the opinion that says, Nedarim Nedavos cannot be brought in Yamtif, don't say that Midaraisa really you can bring them. That really Minat Torah, there's no problem whatsoever bringing Nedarim Nedavos, based on the Pasuk of Lashem, called Lashem. It's just that the Rabbanon made a Gezerah. What's the Gezerah? Gezerah Shema Yasha. We're concerned that a person is going to what? He's going to wait to the last minute, and he's not going to rush to get in the Kabbalah before Yom Tov, because he knows, I'll do it on Yom Tov, I have nothing else to do. So Chazal were concerned that will lead to Zilzul Yom Tov, because certainly anything you can do beforehand, you should do beforehand. So maybe you'll say that even according to the more Machmi opinion, it says you can't bring the Dharma to Davos and Yom Tov, that's only a Chumra, it's a Gezerah Midrabbanan, maybe Midrash you can't. Don't say that. Elafilim Midrash Nami Luchazi. The truth is that it's an Issa Deraisa, according to that opinion, to bring Nedarim Nedavos on Yom Tov. What about the Pasuk Lashem? So what do we learn from Lashem? From Lashem we learn Dafka what? Those Karbanos just have to be brought on Yom Tov, such as a what? A Karban Chagiga, Olas Riyah, etc., according to that opinion. Because over there there's no concern in Shema Yasha, because you can't do beforehand anyway. Right? And Rav Huna goes on to essentially prove his point. Because shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread that are brought as part of the special avodas hayom of Shavuos, so it's an obligation for the day. The lekel amigzar shemayasha, and of course, there's no reason to make a gezeir shemayasha that what a person will come to push it off, because you can't really push it off. There's nothing you could do before Shmini Atzeres, and yet Eino Dochelo as a Shabbos v'lo as a Yom Tov. I'm sorry, Shavuos. Thank you. And yet Eino Dochelo as a Shabbos v'lo as a Yom Tov. But they do not. They're not Docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why? Because they could have. What does it mean? It's not Docha Yom Tov. You bring it on Shavuos. So the baking happens when before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. That's what you're supposed to do. And so therefore, you have to say that the reason is that the pasuk of Chagosem of So Chag Lashem is only going to include those kabbanos which are similar to the Chagiga, where the shechita has to be on the Yom Tov, and so therefore it's not shaykh to do it earlier, and therefore you're not required to do it later either. When it comes to what? The Shtei Alechem, which could be baked beforehand. So when it comes to this, we say that in fact it's not Ocha Shabbos. And this is not just a gezeira. And again, Rav Huna's proof is that it's not shaykh to say there's a gezeira over here, but yet it's still not going to be doche Yom Tov. Okay, continues the Gemara. Boy lehu, the divrei omer nedarim nedavos ain krev mi Yom Tov over v'shachat mai. According to this opinion, it says you can't bring nedarim nedavos on Yom Tov. What if you did it anyway? I mean, why don't you shachta the animal on Yom Tov? So then, what do you do? Normally, after the shechita, you'll proceed with the zrikas adam, the sprinkling of the dam. So what do you do now? Do you stop? Do you abort mission or you continue? So Rava says, Zorikas Adam, Amanas Lahati Basar Bachila. So Rava says, yeah, you go ahead and you continue with the Zorikas Adam in order to allow for one to partake of the Basar, because the din is that you cannot eat the meat of a korban until you do the Zorikas Adam. So at this point, Rava says, once you shechted the animal, Shalokadin, do the Zorika, which doesn't really involve a malacha, there's no malacha anymore at this point, do that in order that what? You can eat the basa. Rabbi Rav Huna says, Zorikas Adam, Amanas Lahaktir Emurin La'erev. Rabbi Rav Huna says, do the Zorikas Adam in order to permit you to go ahead and burn the Emurin, the parts of the animal that are burned on the Mizbeach in the evening, which in this case would be after Yom Tov. This is all part of the Hechsher of the Karban. And as long as there has not been a Zorikas Adam, so you're not permitted to go ahead and proceed with this next step. And certainly, Rabbi Rav Huna would agree that you could do so even to be matan the achila. So it says the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference? What's the nafka mean? The bottom line is, both Rava and Rabbi Rav Huna say you can proceed with the zrikas adam. Who cares what the reason is? Says the Gemara, benai, the nafka mean is nitma basar o sheavad. Let's say the meat became tameh, so you can't eat it anyway, or the meat's lost. So in this case, there's no need to proceed with the zrika because you can't eat the meat anyway. So the Rava lo zarek. Rava says you wouldn't do the zrikas adam. The whole reason why we would permit you to go ahead and be zarek the dam on Shabbos or Yom Tov is why? Because it's machshir the kavan to eat it. But over here, there's nothing to eat. But we said there's no isser. So even though there's no isser, there's still an isser the rabbana. still bezrikas adam and Shabbos would still be an esed rabbanon because it's like it's nearer kemisakein because it does a tikkun to the food. And so therefore, really, you shouldn't do it if you're not going to accomplish anything. However, according to Rabbi Huna, Zarek, Rabbi Huna said you should proceed with the zrika. Why? Because I'm sorry.
Because you're going
to
be
because makdi demurin, there's still what to do, even though the buser is tamei, there are still other parts of the avodah that you could proceed. We'll just conclude with Meisvei. Meisvei says the Gemara, Akasha that they asked on Rabbi Huna. The Braisa says, Kivsi Aseres, which are Shalmei Tzibor, which are brought on Shavuos, together with the Shtei Alechem. So the din is that they're shechted L'Shem Shalmei Tzibor Batzeres. Right? So let's say it happens, Shashachton Shalol Lishman. The person shechted them, the Kohen shechted them with some other machshav in mind. He was thinking a different type, let's say, Stam and Ola. Or he shechted at the wrong time, before Atzeres, after Atzeres. So what happens in this case? So the din is, says the Braisa, Hadam yizarek v'abasa yachel. You proceed with the Tzrikas Adam, and you can eat the meat. From Hayusa Shabbos, and let's say it just happened to be that year Shavuos came out on Shabbos, lo yizrok, you shouldn't do the Tzrikas Adam. Why? Because you can't cook the meat anyway. Since you can't cook the meat, you're not going to be able to eat it on Shabbos. V'im Zarak, and if you did the Zrika, Hurtza. So then the din is that the Zrika has its effect of Ritzoi, meaning it's Machshir the Karbon, Amanas, Lahakti Mu in the Erev, because it still accomplishes something, namely that you can be Machshir the Murin in the evening. So how's this Akasha? So what's the Akasha? So the Gemara is Im Zarak, the Evid in, Lachachil Lo. You see, what does it say over here? That if you did the Zrika, but the Evid, but Lachachil you can't. So this is the Akasha in Rabbi Rahuna. Rabbi Rahuna said, of a shachat, let's say a person goes out and he shachti the animal, what should you do? He said you proceed with the zrika. Says the Gemara, you see from the Braisa, it's not true. Bishlam Rav Nicha, Elu Rabbi Rav Huna Kasha. So says the Gemara, Kasha, you're right. This is a problem for Rabbi Rav Huna, if you might say, or you could also say, Shani Shavus Shabbos Mishavus Yomtiv. There's a difference between Shavus and Shabbos and Shavus Yomtiv. That the first case that we were talking about is Yomtiv. If you went ahead and you were shechted an animal as a nedava, a nedru nedava, and yomtiv, what should you do? And then Rabbi Huna said you would proceed with the zrika, even to be maktir the emur and gabi mizbeach. However, if we're dealing with Shabbos, so the gzera of Shabbos is a little more serious, and that's why the Braisa says over here, you should not proceed l'chadchila with the zrika.
Thank you.